Let's turn now to a story from India, a story that involves the freedom to speak out and to criticize the powerful. It's a controversy that could only have emerged in this era of social media. Two young women jailed for a Facebook posting, which one wrote and the other simply liked. From Mumbai, NPR's Julie McCarthy examines the case that has sparked a debate in India about whether bad law, bad police work, or both is curbing freedom of speech.
Shaheen Dada sits on the edge of her bed in a purple-walled room that has been her own for 20 years. Outside, police sit posted for her protection in the small town of Pulgar, 2.5 hours outside Mumbai. The slight, soft-spoken 21-year-old is the latest test of Indian free speech. Her offense? Questioning the shutdown of Mumbai last week for mourners at the cremation of a leader who dominated the city's politics with cagey intimidation tactics. Her Facebook post read, "Every day thousands of people die, but still the world moves on. Today, Mumbai shuts down out of fear, not out of respect." Within minutes of the posting, she got a phone call from a stranger.
And he just told me, "Do you really think whatever you posted is right?" So I was actually confused what he's asking for.
She hung up and deleted her comment. By then, a mob was descending on her uncle's medical clinic around the corner, smashing up equipment and vandalizing the operating room.
And within 10 minutes, police came and they told me to come to police station. I had to apologize in written statement. So when I went there, there was a huge mob. I didn't saw the mob, but I can hear them.
What were they saying?
They were shouting. They were just shouting, and that time I was really very scared, actually.
Shaheen's father, Farooq Dada, recalls anxious hours cowering with his family inside their home on the night of Sunday, November 18th, as his daughter sat in the police station. He says the family hid in the dark, afraid the mob would come for them next. The episode has shaken this Muslim father of two, who says he never expected things to reach such a fever pitch. Reflecting on the incident, he says freedom of speech in India exists only on paper. His daughter's post angered followers of the late Bal Thackeray, a Hindu hardliner. His Shiv Sena party appealed to the sons of the soil in the state of Maharashtra, where Mumbai is located. Exploiting enmity against migrants from other states, the party encouraged brute force to win jobs and opportunities. Journalist Naresh Fernandez says when Hindu nationalism became a potent force, Shiv Sena turned on Mumbai's Muslims. 900 people died in riots in 1992 and 93, all, says Fernandez, fanned by Bal Thackeray.
Making extremely provocative statements, essentially calling upon his followers to attack Muslims. And this was probably the most violent campaign the Shiv Sena had ever waged.
I asked the secretary of Shiv Sena, Anil Desai, if the party disowned the most recent violence.
It's out of question that we own or disown. It was the emotional outburst, and the incidents here or there was blown out of proportion. That much I can say.
At a restaurant in the town of Pulgar Friday night, talk among the locals turns to the Facebook row. Resident Sunil Mahendrikar says that Shaheen should have known that posting comments critical of the funeral of a man many considered a father figure would ignite a fury.
Should she be denied the right to say what she freely thinks?
Talking cheap or bad about somebody's father should be denied anywhere in the world. Not only in India, anywhere in the world, even in America.
Retired Supreme Court Justice Markhade Kachu says every freedom is subject to reasonable restrictions in the public interest. But he says in the case of Shaheen, her posting actually underscores a Supreme Court ruling that bringing a city to a standstill is illegal.
You can mourn a death in whichever way you want, but you can't bring the whole city to a stoppage. So what this girl wrote was in consonance with the verdict of the Supreme Court. It's nothing illegal.
Nonetheless, police charged Shaheen Dada under a statute that makes it a crime to promote religious enmity between groups. The initial police report refers to her as a Muslim, but Shaheen says she does not believe she was singled out for her faith. Writer Narish Fernandez says more likely police were scrambling for a convenient hook on which to hang a charge.
They needed to find a cause of anger, and they suggested that she, as a Muslim girl, had insulted them who were Hindus. It's ridiculous because she questioned why the city had shut down after Bal Thackeray's death. And Bal Thackeray is not a religion. He's a political party, or the leader of a political party.
Fernandez says the general consensus is that the police panicked and succumbed to the pressure of the mob to bring charges.
There were these thousands of guys outside their police station and inside the station house. And they just wanted to get them off their backs. They wanted to make sure that order was maintained, even as they didn't quite uphold the law.
The case also throws a harsh light on India's new Information Technology Act that governs electronic speech. The government meets today to discuss problems with it, while the Supreme Court hears challenges to it. In addition to promoting religious enmity, the Pulgar police charged Shaheen with violating Section 66A of the IT Act. It prescribes speech that causes, among other things,
annoyance, inconvenience, danger, obstruction, insult, injury, criminal intimidation, enmity, hatred, ill will. All these words are of a different category.
Pranish Prakash directs the Center for the Internet and Society and says the law is a poorly crafted catch-all. He says speech that amounts to criminal intimidation should be distinguished from speech that merely inconveniences or annoys. Prakash says 95% of India's internet users could well be imprisoned under this sweeping statute.
I have around 3,500 followers on Twitter currently. I'm pretty sure that I annoy at least 100 of them. On a daily basis. And I definitely do not need to be prosecuted under Section 66A for that.
Shaheen Dada and Renu Srinivasan, the friend who liked her Facebook post, are not expected to be prosecuted under the country's IT Act or any other law. Following a public outcry, two senior officials from the local Pulgar police have been suspended for the girl's unlawful arrest. Yesterday, Shiv Sena's supporters forced a shutdown of the town to protest the police suspensions. From her self-imposed house arrest, meanwhile, Shaheen Dada says she intends to keep quiet for now. She'll venture back onto Facebook, she says.
But I'll be careful next time.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Mumbai.